Lakuta Sichas Chelik Tazayim Parsha Boy Sicha Aleph. In Omfang Hilchas Kiddush Achayde Zog the Rambam, at the beginning of the laws of sanctifying the new month, the Rambam says, Chotri Ashonahim Chotri Alevana. The months of the year, according to Torah, go according to the cycle of the moon. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Oilas Chaydish Bechotshei, the carbon oila, the carbon that is brought for a Chaydish, which means when it's renewed, when the moon is renewed. So we see that the new month starts when the new moon comes out. The Nemar in the Pasuk also says, Achaydish Azalachem, Reish Chadoshim, this month, the month of Nisan, is the head of all the months. So we see that the cycles of Torah go according to the moon. And the years by which we go are solar years. They go according to the cycle of the sun. As it says, keep the month of spring. So therefore, in other words, that there is a cycle in which Pesach has to be always in the spring, as will be explained a little later. And since the lunar cycles and the solar cycles don't match, they're not the same, as will be explained in the next paragraph. So, the Pirush Defun, what the meaning of this is, Chodesh HaLevana B'Shteit Fun L'Erech 29 Mit HaHalbeteg, a lunar month consists of 29 and a half days, approximately, as Eifel Doyer, the Siva Fun Levana, that's how long it takes for the moon to go back to its original cycle, so that it's, you know, it waxes for the first half of the month and then it wanes, and that takes about 29 and a half days. Shnasa Chama, a solar year, Bashtet Lerach von 300 mit 65 und Afertel Teut, takes about 365 and a quarter days. Does the Bam von Mesivus Shnasi von der Zun, that's how long the sun, that's the cycle of the sun. So that's off by approximately 11 and something days. And the Rambam in the Halacha now zok tzvei dinim. So the Rambam in this Halacha says two things. Number one, as the chotshia chama hashana darfen girechen ve'en leiten siva v'alavana, that the months of the year go according to the cycle of the moon. Does haste, meaning to say, as a chedesh is nishta tzvelful from shnasa chama, that we don't consider a month by taking the solar year, which is 365 days, and dividing it into 12 equal parts, and then you have a month. If you have 12 equal parts of the solar year, you would have 30 to 31 days, which is what the Goyish calendar has. V'yisrechan in the Rebbe Umas, like all the other nations go, they divide the solar cycle into 12 parts. So this is not what we do. Nor chotshei alavana, we count a month according to the lunar cycle, which means that a month will be between 29 and 30 days, because there's 29 and a half days that it takes the moon to go around, to come back to its original point. Afo became, number two, the second halacha that he says, is afo became, even though we are counting the months according to the lunar cycle, since Pesach must be in the spring season, and the seasons are set by the cycle of the sun, by the solar cycle, and since a solar year is about 11 days longer than a lunar year, because 29 and a half times 12 is only 354, and the solar cycle is 365, so it's about 11 days. Rechemen di yoron leit mahalach hachama, even so, we have to consider the year according to the sun. And the fact is, yede tzvei drei yor macht beznan ibyor, and therefore, in order that the solar year and the lunar year, which are off by about 11 days, should meet up and align with each other and not go completely out of sync, which would happen if we didn't somehow adjust it. as it happens in other religions that they have, that their holidays move backwards 11 days per year, because they go only according to this lunar cycle, and that's 354 days. And if you wait 10 years, you're off by 110 days, which is 4 months. You're approximately 4 months different. So Pesach, let's say in our situation, Pesach would have been in Kislev sometime, and then a few years later in Tishrei. And it's, in other words, in the winter, and then it would be in the summer, and it would keep moving around. Since the Torah says that it has to be in the spring season, therefore we must adjust the lunar and the solar years. And the way to do it is the Beis Din makes an ibiyar, which means they add a month into the count of months. So now you have, if you have an extra month, you have an extra 30 days. So you've caught up approximately 3 years of losing 11 days. In order that Pesach will always come out in the spring season. And the Rambam is mamshich and divided the Geprakim, and the Rambam continues later in the Prakim as oich the cheshbon belchem minutzen hayin, that also the calculations that we use today, where the entire calendar is already set from 1500 years ago, was Reb Hillel Anossi a Masadik event, that Reb Hillel Anossi in the time of the Gemara set up the entire system of the calendar, is Eisgestalt in Azar Eifen, was also set up in such a way as Yedde Machzer 19 Yor, that every cycle, which is a 19 year cycle, Gleichen sich Eis Le'erech, Dishnei Alevonim, Dishnei Zachama, we get an adjustment, a perfect adjustment, more or less, because it's off by a small amount. But more or less, 19 years it takes for the years, the lunar year and the solar year to come into perfect alignment. Because, as I said, if you add a month, so that's 30 days or 29 or 30 days. But 3 times 11 is 33 days. So you're still missing 3 days. So then at some point, you have to adjust it. And it comes out that if you keep adding leap years every 2 or 3 years, according to the calculation, in the 19-year cycle, you have 12 leap years, 12 regular years, and seven leap years. So then, eventually, by the end of 19 years, you get a perfect alignment. That there is nothing left in the number of days that the solar cycle year is. Except for 1 hour, it'll still be off by 1 hour and 485 1080s of an hour. If you divide an hour into 1080, that's a chelik, and there's 485 of those. So roughly an hour and a half after 19 years of constantly adjusting the solar and the lunar year, you end up with a perfect alignment, except for that there is still a remainder of 1.5 hours, approximately. Frekt ben the pirush, so the pirush, the sefer asks about this, as ach hashonim rabbis, because what if you do that, if you still have about an hour and a half of a remainder, if you keep accumulating those hour and a half for many, many years, then it's when you gather a lot of those remaining 1.5 hours from the Shomet Tov Pei Chalokim, then eventually Nisan will come out not in the soul in the spring season, not a Chedesh Iyar. It'll be pushed forward into the month of Iyar. The season, the change of the season to the spring season will occur in Iyar, not in Nisan anymore. So that Nisan will turn out to be still at the end, at the tail end of the winter season. When Emfert, and he answers, he says, Yove Meiru Tzedek V'yedeinu, by then Mashiach will be here, he'll tell us what to do. Ulahoyer. The Rebbe notes, bis zum letzten Jahr von Shit Al-Fashnin, the Hava Alma, if you calculate till the end of 6,000 years, which is what the world will exist until Mashiach comes, vedit kufa oisfal noch als bechidish nisen, it comes out that if you go even till the end of the 6,000 years, you're still the season will still occur, will still happen within the month of Nisan. If you were to go past 6,000 years, then it might become a problem, but it won't be a problem until the end of 6,000 years. The Tzoruch Lovin, so we have to understand the Dim for Shomer as Chedusha Aviv. This halacha that the Torah tells us that you have to keep Pesach in the spring season is Nishnar as Nisan Davzayin Bezman Aviv. It doesn't only mean that the month of Nisan should be in the spring season, not as Pesach Zolzayin Bezman Aviv, but rather that Pesach, the Yom Tov, or the first day of Pesach, should be in the spring season, which is 15 days before the end of Nisan. Umvi the Rambam Paskin Kanal as the Rambam Paskin as Bishas Beznam Oizgerech and Taskufis Nisan Vedoisfam Bishisha also Nisan. If they figured out that the spring season would occur on the 16th of Nisan, which means already the second day of Pesach, Flakmema Abba Zaindem Yor, they would already set up a leap year so that we push back the beginning of Pesach for a month, so that it'll be 29 days into the spring season. So that Pesach, the Yom Tov Pesach, should be in spring season. The calculation that we made, that he said that until the end of 6,000 years is not going to come out in the spring season will still be, was in the month of Nisan, but not that Pesach will still be in the spring season. Is nishmuvan, so we have to understand. Mitzad fil moliker tsunoyf zamlung from the she'eris hamachzer, because of the repetitive adding of this extra hour and a half. Biz it's until our time, and afilu bezman Rambam. Never mind our time, even in the time of the Rambam, which is 850-900 years ago, nochfir, and even before that, ishent kufas nisan fil mol arizgefal na psolteg noch tezva benisan. The spring season, which is the equinox, came out already after Pesach, even in the time of the Rambam. It's true that it never came out past the month of Nisan. The equinox was always in the middle of Nisan or before Nisan, but Pesach could have come out before the equinox so that it was still in the middle of the winter season. Is stimmt das mit dem Din von Shomer Chodesh Av? So how does that fit with the halacha that the Pesach has to be as Pesach davzayin bezman aviv, that the Yom Tov Pesach has to be in the spring season, and we know that it's already many years before us, and certainly even before the Rambam, that Pesach came out after before the equinox. The equinox means the day in which there is equal sunlight and darkness, and that is basically when the spring season starts at that time. It would seem that we could answer it by what the Rambam says a little further, as the that this remainder of an hour and a half after each cycle is nor after each 19-year cycle is nor is only according to the calculation which is called the seasons according to Shmuel, the way Shmuel, the sage of the Talmud, sees it. Hashnas haChomesh is Shin Samachei Yoyim V'Revia Yoyim, that the solar cycle is 365 days plus a quarter of a day, 6 hours. That's according to him. According to him, there is still an hour and Tov Pehei Chalokim that remains after the 19-year cycle. Avoloi Dechezvim V'Teis Tkufas Rav Ada, according to the calculation of the seasons as Rav Ada has it, that the solar cycle is 365 days and slightly less than a quarter of a day, is according to that calculation, the 19-year cycle completely, perfectly aligns with the solar and the lunar cycle, perfectly align according to the calculation of Rav Ada. According to that calculation, where there is no remainder after a 19-year cycle, So then that would fit well with Shomer's Chodesh Aviv. Because we accept not the calculation of Shmuel nor the Cheshbon for Tkuvas Ravada. We accept the calculation of Ravada. Das Cheshbon Zehu Emes Yesim Nadishin, as the Rambam says, that this calculation is actually more closer, more true, more correct than Shmuel's calculation. V'yashteten kamer Rishonim, as it's written in a number of Rishonim. The Rishonim say that we accept Tkuvas Ravada. According to this calculation, where there is no remainder, so Pesach always comes out in the correct time, always in the spring season, that the equinox will always occur before Pesach. But we have to understand the tam favos medaf mashvazayin shnei salavonim et shnei zachamis slip shomer es chedesh aviv. The whole reason why we take the trouble to align the solar year and the lunar year is just so that we would have Pesach in the spring season as the Torah requires. Since, according to the calculation of Shmuel about the seasons, there is always some remainder. So why does the Rambam say, he says about Kufa Shmuel, that I've relied on the calculation of Shmuel, since there is nothing remaining, there's only a small remainder, and therefore I guess it's an easier calculation, and he goes with the calculation of Tkufa Shmuel. So v'yishayach to semer zayin of dem minyan, how could the Rambam say that he relies on this calculation? Since in the end Shmuel's calculation leaves a remainder which pushes Pesach backwards, in other words, that it doesn't always end up in the spring season. And since that's the whole purpose of aligning the solar and the lunar year, why would the Rambam rely on Tkuvas Shmuel, which causes that Pesach shouldn't always come out in the spring season, even though Nisan does come out in the spring season? So perhaps we can explain it this way. From Loshna Rambam, Vashonim Shonim Achashimim Shnei Achama, the years, the Rambam says, the years that we calculated are solar years. Shenem, Arsham Rosh Chedesh Aviv, as the Pasuk says, keep that Pesach should be in the spring season, is Muvan. From this we understand that the limit from Shomer Rosh Chedesh Aviv, that what the Torah is telling us in keep the month of spring, is nisht nor as Pesach dav zayim bizmana aviv, is not to say that Dafke Pesach has to be in the time of spring, nor oichas alamol daf oiskum and Pesach umgefer in zelmazman for shnas achama. Rather, what it's saying is that Pesach has to come out more or less in the time of spring. In other words, to say if we wouldn't align the solar and the lunar year, then Pesach could come out in the middle of the winter or in the middle of the summer, completely removed from spring. So the Torah says no, Pesach should be in the proximity of the spring season, like the month of Nisan should be in the spring season, and then Pesach, of course, will be right there. When in dem dim from Shomer Chedesh Aviv, so therefore, in this, what the Torah requires, that the month of Nisan, that the Pesach should come out in the time of spring, b'shayches to the Shonim is genug, sheyeh Chedesh Nisan is man aviv. So as regards to that, it's enough that Nisan should come out in the spring season, because of course Pesach will be either a few days earlier or whatever, it won't be far off from there. As the Chedesh Nisan zol zayin zol in zichobm dem zman aviv, so that the month of Nisan has some of spring in it, and therefore Pesach will be right there, maybe a few days earlier. V'meilu is benigayet dem din genug adot kufas aviv zol zayin v'chedesh Nisan. So therefore, in regards to this issue that the Torah says it should be shomer es chedesh aviv, it's enough that the month of Nisan should be partially in the spring season. Afilu venzi is betzayif achedish, even if the spring season occurs at the end of Nisan. As long as it occurs in Nisan, Pesach is already close enough. It's not somewhere in the middle of the winter, and so on. That's enough. Vasal pisa kumtois, that according to this it comes out as oichleit nechesim for tkuva Shmuel, that also according to the calculation of Shmuel, is in Yedem Machzor bleibt as in Yedem Machzor bleibt Aklein Hasheres, that in every 19-year cycle there is that 1.5 hour remainder, is Durchen Oishtel von Schnasa Machzor bavoren geworden the din von Shomeres Chedush Ha'Avim in Yedem Sushana Al Kaponim. So therefore, setting up this 19-year cycle so that we adjust the lunar and the solar cycles has taken care of this, what the Torah requires, at least in the sense that spring is always right near Pesach, even if Pesach is not right in the spring. Since even according to Shmuel's calculation, as we said before, Nisan will never occur before the spring season. There will always be some days of Nisan that will be in the spring season, even if Pesach itself will not be. Und damit ist euch verständig. So if, through this we can also understand what the Rambam sagt, den Tam favosa machna alminin zeh, that the Rambam says that the reason that he relied on the calculation of Shmuel, the minyan fun shnasa marzer, va loy dem chesben loy yishor me minyan mea chama chutz mishua achas, because according to this calculation of the 19-year cycle, there will be no more than 1.5 hours of remainder. So machna minyan zeh fun shnasa marzer, therefore he relies on this calculation for the years of the cycle, va durch minyan zeh vet bavoren dem din as de shonim dafen zayin shnei chama, because this leaf fits nicely into the fact that we need solar years in order to bring the adjustment. When in them is the cheshvan as leishor chutz mishua achas atam masvik if some machnu al minin zeh, and for that it's enough that he what he says that since the remainder is only such a minute, minuscule remainder, which even if you calculate all the way out to the year 6000, it'll never Nisan will never come out. Outside the spring season, there will always be some of Nisan in the spring season. Therefore, since it's so minuscule, it doesn't really affect the problem of that Shomeres Chodesh Aviv, that Pesach has to be in the approximate area, the approximate time of spring. And so it works out. We can rely on the 19-year cycle, even though there's only a small remainder, but that small remainder never takes us too far, so that Nisan will always come out in the spring season. But we still have to understand. Since, in order for Pesach to come out always in the spring season, you need to go to the more correct calculation of Rav Ada. Funtkuvas Rav Ada. Was daf gedan is le timtzateze b'machzor klal, because then, after a 19-year cycle, you get no remainder at all. Totzaliv was daf the Rambam zogna, as when again, the meaning of Shona is the soiz gehalten euch leit nechajven funtkuvas Shmuel. So why does the Rambam say that in regards to calculating the years, it's enough that we go according to Shmuel, it's correct enough, because that is actually not 100% correct, because then Pesach doesn't come out in the spring season. Is the Nekuda Sabir in them? So the explanation would be from them Gufa, from the very fact that the Rambam brings Eich Tkuva Shmuel in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, from the fact that the Rambam brings the opinion of Shmuel in the Halachas of Kiddush HaChodesh. In other words, it's not just a matter of discussion in the Gemara where it could be discussed something that is ultimately rejected and it doesn't end up in halacha, but the Rambam brings the opinion of Shmuel in the laws of Kiddush HaChodesh. Is muchachatz oich dit kufa is nishnar adeya in Teiras Emes. So therefore it comes clear that this opinion, this calculation of the seasons according to Shmuel, is not just an opinion which appears in Teiras Emes. If it appears in Teiras Emes, it means it's true ultimately. Nor euch as he is eus gehalten from in Psak Halacha. So not only does it have some truth to it, but that it is a truth which is applied to Halacha. Was Halacha is aninu from Emeslam mita Halacha means that this is the ultimate truth. This is the one that we actually conduct ourselves by. So that needs an elevated level of truth, a deeper level of truth, a more correct, 100% correct level of truth. Even though other opinions are true, but ultimately we reject them and we don't live according to them. Und wie der Rambam is meramez mit den Loschen, And as the Rambam actually alludes to this with by saying Shachesh ben Zehu emes yoyser min arishon, that this calculation of Rav Ada is more true than the first than Shmuel's calculation. So in other words, what he's saying is Oichtecheshv narishon tkuva Shmuel is emes, that also Shmuel's calculation is truth. Abachesv ben Zeh tkuva Rav Ada is emes yoyser, but the other one, Rav Ada's, is even more true. But he says that the first one is also true. A raya of them as oich the cheshvin from tkuva Shmuel is ungenumel psak halacha. We have proof that also Shmuel's calculation is also taken and applied in halacha. Where do we see this? In kama halachas v'zainen fabunim mit tkuva zachama rechent men zich nor mit tkuva Shmuel. In a number of the halachas which are connected with the changing of the seasons, we go only according to Shmuel's calculation. As the birchas hachama, for instance, ledugma, the bracha that we make on the sun, the bracha was mamacht v'mezed dechama in top from tkuvas nizum amonim from yedem achzer godel. The bracha that we make every 20 years, at the beginning of every 28 years, when the sun reaches its point. The tkufa of the new cycle, you know, it's that point in which it started. But that happens every year, of course. But when it happens, when the tkufa is betchilas leler vi, when it comes out on Wednesday, Tuesday night, meaning the night of Wednesday, the night beginning Wednesday, and that at the 6 o'clock of the night of Tuesday night, which is already Wednesday. When that is when the tkufa starts, when, meaning to say, when the sun reaches the beginning of tleh, of the mazel tleh, or Aries, as it's called in, I don't know, it's Greek or whatever. So when that happens, which happens only once every 28 years, we make a bracha, b'isim ha'isabereish, is the famous birchas hachama that is made every 28 years. When vastan is the tkufa leit nechezhim for Shmuel. We calculate the tkufa according to the calculation of Shmuel, not according to the cheshbon of Rav Ada. So we see that even in halacha, in the laws of tkufa of birchas hachama, as well as another few things that I'll soon say, we go according to Shmuel. So we see that this is actually in halacha considered to be correct. The same is also true for when we begin to ask for rain outside of Eretz Yisrael, which is 60 days after the beginning of the Tkufa, not the Tkufas Nisim, but the Tkufas Tishrei on Zehirus. So that over there also we go according to Shmuel on Zehirus and Shtiyas and Mayim B'Shasa Tkufa. There is something that is written that one should not drink water that stayed over from one tkufa to the other. So at the beginning of the tkufa, you should pour out all the water that stayed till then. There too, we go according to tkufa Shmuel. But in the halachas rechem tzich nor mit tkufa Shmuel, that we go only according to the calculation of Shmuel. So we see that Shmuel's tkufa is also correct, and correct even according to halacha. So what he's saying here is that tkufa Shmuel is also considered to be correct even in halacha. But it still leaves the question, according to Kuvah Shmuel, Pesach doesn't come out in Chodesh Aviv all the time. It doesn't come out in the season of Aviv, of spring. That man does verstehen, so we'll have to understand. We'll understand this. Behagdim nochan inyavas is l'chayir and yishmuv in the Kiddush Chodesh, by first explaining another thing which seems to be difficult in understanding in the matters of Kiddush Chodesh. What does it say? Bezden shekitshu as Chodesh. The Bezdin that sanctified the moon, in other words, they declared the day of Rosh Chodesh based on the moon. Bein Shegig and Bein Mutim, where they did it inadvertently, they made a mistake in the calculation or some other mistake, Bein Anusim, of for some other reason which was beyond their control, and they declared the wrong day, so to speak, as Rosh Chodesh. Leita Tzveita Girsa Mizidin, according to one opinion, even if they did it deliberately. Never mind they did it by mistake, even if they did it deliberately. The month, the Rosh Chodesh, still remains on that day. And that everybody has to keep the Yom Tovim according to the date that they set as Rosh Chodesh, even if the calculation comes out a different day. So if they said that Rosh Chodesh is on Monday, and by all calculations we understand that it's on Sunday, but since they set the day as Monday, we keep Pesach or Rosh Hashanah or whatever, or Yom Kippur, all the Yom Tov that comes out in that month, we keep it according to the way the Beis Din declared it. So that needs to be understood. The teichem be'inyan for Rosh Chodesh, Moloshen Chodesh, is Rabbunim et Chodesh Meilad Alavana. The very word Rosh Chodesh, Chodesh means the renewal, meaning the renewal of the moon, when the new moon is born. So the whole meaning of Rosh Chodesh means when the new moon is born. Tovia is Shayach at the Togim Velachem, it says Nish Givem the Meilad Zolven Rosh Chodesh. So how is it possible, how can we say that the day that was not the day that the moon became renewed, that should be the day of Rosh Chodesh? Why? Because the Beis Din declared that day to be Rosh Chodesh. If the meaning of the word Rosh Chodesh means the day that the moon was renewed, so what does it mean that the Beis Din declared it on another day? The Rambam is Masbir. So the Rambam explains the Tam from the Psak Alocha, the reason for this Psak. As Chayovim Akel Lusakan Amidus Al Yom Shekichu, this what he said before, that everybody is obligated to keep the Yomim Tovim according to the day that the Beis Din declared. Valmi, he says that the reason is Valmi Shetziva Lishmer Amidus, it's the same one, meaning Hashem, that commanded us to keep the Yomim Tovim, Hu Tziva Lishmer Aleim. He is the one that said to depend and to rely and to follow the laws, whatever the Beis Din does. So if they did it on that day, we're listening to Hashem by declaring it on that day, by keeping Yom Tov on that day. But that only explains why we rely on what they said. We follow what they said. But the very concept of it still remains a question. How could that day become Rosh Chodesh? So fine, we have to listen to them. So we'll listen to them and do the wrong thing? Is that what it means? If the actual birth of the moon was on a different day, so they said it's on this day, so we'll listen to them because the Torah says to listen to them, but does that mean that Rosh Chodesh is on the wrong day? So the explanation of it perhaps could be the sun and the moon and everything that we have in this physical world, everything that we have in our world. So the sun and the moon, just like everything that is in the physical world, it evolves from, there is such a thing called the spiritual sun. In other words, there's something in the worlds of Ruchnius, which is a sun, which has the characteristics of a sun, Beruchnius, and from that evolves the physical sun. And the same with the moon, just as it's true for everything else in the physical world, that it evolves from its spiritual counterpart in the worlds above. And therefore, the fact that this day was set as the day of Rosh Chodesh, Nemtzich, as Be'ikim, it's had the Meil Dalavon Shulamayla. The reason for it is because, in fact, in the worlds above, in those spiritual worlds where there is the moon in its spiritual sense, over there, there was the Meil Dalavon took place on this day, and therefore, when we set Rosh Chodesh here, it's perfectly aligned with what is actually happened in the heavens above, in the spiritual world of the moon there. That's true for every Rosh Chodesh. The fact that we set the day Rosh Chodesh on a certain day is because in the spiritual worlds, that's when the moon came to its renewal. Aber wie bald als unser Wissen sich in unserer Sage in den Jönem Schulmeile ist durch den Jönem, wie sie werden in Schulde Lomata. But since we don't see what's happening in the spiritual worlds above, the only way that we could know what's happening there is by seeing as they evolve down here, so we follow how things happen in the physical world. The fire hot on the Torah is like the Mizon Kabeh as an Eshkedish Leit Meil Dalavon Shulamata. That's why the Torah told us that we should set Rosh Chodesh according to when the moon is renewed down here, because that's the only thing that we can see. al piyariya, by seeing it, if the witnesses see it, al piyachesvin, or as we do it today, according to the calculation. And also, even then, there was times when they would declare Rosh Chodesh if the moon wasn't seen for a few days. So they knew that Rosh Chodesh already passed. They would declare the time when Rosh Chodesh should be. And the reason is because when we see what's happening down here, we know that up there, that's when Rosh Chodesh is occurring, and we're interested more in what's happening up there. The only way that we can know what's happening up there is by seeing what's happening down here, so we follow the moon as it is down here, but what we're trying to align with is the moon up there. In Fal Abavan Beznad Bashtim Toshredish and an Andre Tog and the Teira Hastens Lismachaleim. However, in the case where the Bezdin declared Toshredish to be not on the day that the moon was actually renewed down here, and the Torah tells us that we should listen to that Rosh Chodesh, is Dos Gufa Echocha, that in itself is an indication to us, as Dafkin Demtog, that it's in the day that the Bezdin declared it, Valchateiros Emeskebe Al Rosh Chodesh, which the Torah now decided that this is going to be Rosh Chodesh, is the Mel Galavona Ikir Shalomaila. The reason must be because that's when it happened in the heavens above, and it didn't align itself with the moon down here, for reasons that I'll explain in a moment, but we followed, because the Torah told us that it should be on this day, it must be because that's when it happened up there too. And the reason why down here, the physical moon down here, why is it not aligned with its spiritual counterpart? Is the farva the olam hazeh atachnis slip sibesh shaynes demel nishroi as dam shochav mechinas lo levana shlomai lo zol rabkomen and dem levana shlomata in zalmus man. There is a reason. The reason is, for some reason we don't know, the moon down here is out of alignment because it doesn't merit to be in perfect alignment with its spiritual counterpart up there. We don't know what the reason is, but there is a reason. And because it's not in a perfect alignment with its spiritual counterpart, therefore the Eibishter makes it, turns the wheels of events so that the Bezdin makes that mistake or does whatever it does to declare Rosh Chodesh on another day, so that it'll be in correct alignment with the moon up there. And the same is true also in regards to the things that we were talking about, like that are connected with the tkufa, with the changing of the seasons, like the birchas hachama. The dinim from Torah seme zayne beikram fabundim mit tkufas hachama shalomayla. The halachas in Torah, which is, for instance, when to make the bracha on the sun, is connected really with how it happens in the heavens above, in the spiritual worlds. The Ribber is concussion is was by the dinim vert ongenomen the cheshvin for tkufas Shmuel. That's why there's really no question why we accept the calculation of Shmuel in regards to these dinim. Chach as the cheshvin amiti from the kufa lemate is late kufas Rav Ada, even though the more correct calculation, as things happen down here in the physical sun, are more in accordance with Rav Ada's calculation. From Rebal Teiras Emezok, does not yet 28 years. Since the Torah says that after every 28 years is the halacha kach v'kach, the halacha is that you should make the bracha on the sun. Unzi is verbunden mit der Tkufa, and that the reason for this is because it's connected to the changing of the seasons, and that it's perfectly aligned with the way it happened at the beginning of creation. Is the fun gufa mochach? From this we see, as in dem's man is the kufa shulamayla. What he means over here, sorry, what he means, der tkufa means with this tkufa of Shmuel, not the tkufa of Rav Ada, which is more correct down here, but the Torah insists that we should do it according to the tkufa of Shmuel. The reason is because Shmuel's tkufa is more aligned with how it happens in the heavens above. Siz nar vas tzaliv givisa sibis kumta rab de tkufa de lomate in an ander zman tkufa de tkufa Rav Ada. And for some reason, which we don't really know, but it's alignment of the spiritual tkufa is not as perfectly aligned with Rav Ada's tkufa, which happens to be more correct in the physical world, But Shmuel's tkufa is more aligned with the spiritual tkufa, and that's why we follow Shmuel's tkufa in regards to the halachas of the tkufa. And therefore, in the same way, when we talk about the tkufa of Nisan, or the Yom Tov of Pesach, that it has to come out in the tkufa, we follow according to what Shmuel says, because that's more aligned with what happens in the spiritual sense. L'achri kolanav fader tzich noch bir. However, after all of this explanation, we still need more explanation. Ali inyon of ashtein in Torah, because everything that is in the Torah, b'fat azolcha v'zainin ha'alocha b'maisa b'peil, especially those things which are l'halocha, that this is how we must conduct our life, is ein mikre da psagdin yetim nebshutei. We say the reading of it, the simple reading of it, cannot be taken out of its literal context. It has to be understood in its literal context. Especially in halacha, umedaf mekayimz and the halacha pshutim, we have to fulfill the halacha in its simple sense. Otherwise, everybody can interpret to say it doesn't really mean that you're not allowed to do so and so. It just means the spirit of so and so you're not allowed to do, but the actual act is fine, or however people interpret things. So we say no, in halacha it says you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that. Chod chaz yeder inyan in oylem of fratan teira is ein shreidus l'mayla beruchni. Even though everything in the world, and especially everything in Torah, has its source in the spiritual world. So we don't say, look what it is in the spiritual world, see what the spirit of the law is, and follow that, never mind the actual ritual, physical act of the law. We don't say that. We say that you have to follow the physical act of the mitzvah. When dos is nishna b'negei l'kiyum ha-mitzvahs, this is true not only in regards to keeping mitzvahs, as dafke dorzei ha-kiyum kipshutei nem men oir d'inyonim ha-ruchim for mitzvahs, about which we say that when you do the actual act of the mitzvah, then you also capture its spiritual power. But it has to be, when can you capture the spiritual power? If you do the physical act of the mitzvah. As I've a mitzvah tefillin l'dugma, for instance, in the mitzvah of tefillin, that it's only when you tie the boxes, literally, is memam shir dominion from the dalad meichim. Only through this can you capture what is the spiritual sense of tefillin, which is the an elevation of the intellect and so on, which is what is accomplished through tefillin. But only if you put them on. Nor oich benegeya. So this is true in regards to mitzvahs, but it's also true. Nor oich benegeya alle zachen and alle inyanim v'zverin gebracht and ongezacht in Torah. This is true for everything that is recorded in Torah. Is kanal emi kriyetsa midei pshutei. As we say, we have to take it in the literal sense. Val pizei shver. So based on that, we have to understand shver to vashtein. It's hard, difficult to understand. The inyanim v'nareya chama betkufasa meiter detkufas chama begashmius. The mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, Birchas HaChama, that we talked about before. So what does it say about the Birchas HaChama? That if you see the sun in its changing of the seasons, what it means is the changing of the seasons. You have to see it. When you see the sun at the spot where it changes seasons at the exact time when of creation, which is at the beginning of Wednesday, the Tuesday night leading to Wednesday, right at the beginning of the night, is viyish. So that's when it is. You have to see it, and that's when it happens. Is viyish shayach hamizol machna brocha isamaisa bereishis. So how could you say that you're going to make a brocha on that if the tkufah sholamayla and the way it happens in the spiritual sun? B'shas as dolamata is in the zman nishtok in tkufa begashmi, is when in the physical sun the sun hasn't reached the tkufa, the changing of the seasons at that time, because we're going according to tkufa Shmuel, and the more correct one is tkufa Sravada. So how it's not going to happen in the physical sense, it's happening in the spiritual sense, but yet you say haraya when you see it, when it reaches its changing of the seasons. So you haven't seen it because it only happened in the spiritual world. And even though it's true, as euch by Kiddush HaChodesh is dode hechach hazoi tzuzogen, that even we talked about before that by the sanctifying of the moon of Rosh Chodesh, based on the moon, We also say that we don't go according to what is happening down here. Canal Sivav, as we said before, as the Kiddush Vakriyas from Rosh Chodesh is nit uphanging in this man from Elda Lamanus Lamata. The Rebbe answered that the reason that if the Bezdin makes a mistake, we go according to their calculation is because, in the spiritual sense, that's when it happened. Is of a doach, so therefore, how is that different than what we're talking about the Berachas Hachama? They seem to be the same thing. Is of a doach, the minyan from Rosh Chodesh and Tkuvas Hachama, but there is a major difference between Rosh Chodesh and the season of the sun. Chodesh Rosh Chodesh is fabuna mit meil dalavana, even though Rosh Chodesh is connected to the renewal of the moon, is a rabbi be'etzem ohusenishka metzias from Welt. The concept of Rosh Chodesh is not a physical concept. It's not a worldly concept. Nor a Torah de Gemetzius. To say that this is when the moon, when the new month begins, based on where the moon is, that is a Torah idea. Who said that it has to be that way? In fact, all the other nations of the world don't do it that way. They go, they just divide the solar year into 12 equal parts, and that's when they make a new month. So the fact that this goes according to the moon is a Torah idea, Torah concept. Thus, this is Ayom Kodesh, Karbonos, Rosh Chodesh. The fact that this is declared to be a holy day when we bring extra Karbonos for Rosh Chodesh and so on, for Bezdin Mekadesh Gevena, that this is connected to Bezdin, the sanctifying it, or the Kitshuah Shemayim, or as sometimes happens, that when the Bezdin doesn't declare Rosh Chodesh, it's already declared by Hashem because that's when it happened. It happens sometimes that it's a cloudy day and nobody saw the moon, and so therefore there's no way to declare it Rosh Chodesh, so it's already set that way in heaven. The Eibishter already declared it Rosh Chodesh. The Dibur is leichter zu verstehen, therefore we can understand the Metzius for Rosh Chodesh Vabuna mit Meil Shulamayla. Therefore we understand that to declare it a holy day is connected with the way it is in its spiritual world. That's what makes it holy, and that's why we go more by that than by where the moon is actually holding. Oich when the Meil Shulamayla is in an Anderzman, even though the renewal of the moon down here happened in a slightly different time. But when we talk about the sun, when it reaches its tkufa in the exact same time as by creation, that this reality doesn't come from within Torah, that Torah declares it to be the holy time. Really what we're saying is that when the sun comes back to its point, the point where it was set into the sky, into its orbit, we make a bracha. Das was the sun gefindt sich in demselben Zman, auf demselben Ort, that the fact that the sun finds itself at the same place, at the same time, wie sie es gewesen, bei sie es beschaffen geworden, when it was created, so therefore that is a physical reality. That has nothing to do with Torah. Nothing in Torah is established based on that. It's just that when you see that, you make the bracha. You make a bracha. Hashem, does wonderful things. But it's all about the physical sun and where it is in its orbit. Is doch nicht moven, so we have to understand wie bald as the din Torah guf is negated mitzias visis dolomata, since as the in the Torah's law that when you see the sun in its place and it's in the time where it was when it was created, that's when you make the bracha. Tavias shaykh to machen birchas hachama if the hachama bet kufas shalomayla. So then why are we ignoring the Tkuvas Rav Ada and saying that when it is in its actual correct place, we ignore it? When it comes to the place of Tkuvas Shmuel, because that's where it is in the spiritual place, that's when we make the bracha, since it's all dependent on its physical place. Not like Rosh Chodesh, which is more of a spiritual thing, that's when it was declared holy, because the Torah decided that it's holy. The kasha is noch starker, and this question becomes even more. The din from Birchas Hachama is when is roya chama b'tkufasa. As we said before, when do you make the bracha on the sun? When you see the sun, is b'shas menzet nizde chama b'gashmi, is tomen ken b'rocha nishmachen. And if, let's say, it's a cloudy day and you can't see the sun, you can't make that bracha. Even though it happens once in 28 years, you're not going to get the chance to do it for another 28 years. But it's cloudy where you are, you can't make the bracha. and therefore it's all dependent on actually laying eyes on the physical sun. The bracha is fabuna mit zen, the gashmi is the gezun. This making of this bracha is dependent on seeing the actual physical sun. Chadzi is nizvi b'tkufasa. Even though when you're seeing the sun at this time, it's not really where it was at the time when it was created, because that is only according to Rav Ada, according to Tkufa Shmuel, it's not even there. So we're making a bracha because that's where the sun is in its spiritual orbit. In the spiritual sun, that reaches at the top of its orbit. So why do we have to see the sun then? Why do we have to see the physical sun if we're relying on the spiritual one anyway? So we can answer this. But first, explaining something else. The calculation of the tkufa, of that tkufa that we talked about, the chama, the sun, when it starts its orbit, the way it was when it was created, both according to Shmuel and according to Rav Ada. It doesn't start for where the sun was after the creation of the world, which took place. We go according to the calculation of B'tishrei Nivra Olam, that the world was created in Chafei Elul, and so therefore the sun was put into its orbit on when 4 days later, the fourth day. So it's Chafches Elul, nor the Tkufa in Shnas Toyu. What we actually calculate is a theoretical time of when the sun would have been put into its orbit. In other words, when the sun was actually created in Elul, it was created at some point, not at Kufas Nisan, at the beginning, at the top of Mazel Tle, as we said before, Aries. It was already much further, 6 months there further. The calculations that we make are what's called Shnois Toyu. It's back in the time when the world was in a state of chaos. It wasn't even created yet. There was nothing there. There was no sun. There was no orbit. There was nothing. The calculation begins where the sun would have been 6 months before it was actually created. That's where it starts, Tkufas Nisan, which didn't really exist. It's a theoretical time. But that's where all calculations begin, from back then, when it didn't even exist. By the time the Eibishter created it, in actual physical created it, it was already 6 months into its orbit. But we're looking where the orbit begins, which happened back in theoretical time. Eide de Welt is beschaffen geworden. We start the calculation at a time before the world was even created. Und das Bore in them, the reason why we do this, what's the explanation of this? Wegen der Plukte zwischen Rab Elezer and Rab Yeshua, there's a machlekes between Rab Elezer and Rab Yeshua, zu B'tishrei Nivra Olam, or the B'nissan Nivra Olam. Whether the world was created in Tishrei, like we start the year that it was Chafei Elul, or was it created in Nisan? So there's a machlekes between Rab Elezer and Rab Yeshua, and we explain about that. Is Mevur, it's explained, the Kama Mekaymus, V'yesh Gersim Azayin Taisus. Some say that Taisus actually says all this. As beide dei zijn een emes, the truth, we attribute truth to both of these opinions, that the world was created in Nisan and it was created in Tishrei. What is the meaning? In Nisan is olam machshav liberes olam. In Nisan, the Eibishter decided to create the world, and he already had the plan for it, the whole blueprint for the world that took place in Nisan. When the Briya B'Peil is given B'Tishrei, but it only came out into reality, into actual physical reality, in Tishrei. V'Bal das L'Tkufas Kaimelam V'Yir Rabbi Yeshua, as B'Nissan Nivra Olam, and since in regards to Tkufas we follow Rabbi Yeshua that it was created in Nisan, was the Ribe Rechent Men Tkufas Nisan B'Shnas Toil Shulf Nei Tishrei Ben Olam Achshava Livrei. So therefore we follow Rabbi Yeshua that it started. All of it started in Nisan, at least in a conceptual way. And that's why we start the calculation from Nisan, even though the world wasn't actually physically created then yet. The Ribur is Benegate, the Birchas Achama, that's why in regards to the Birchas Achama, Rechent Men Zich Midak Tkufa Shulamayla, we consider the tkufa as it is in its spiritual sense. How would be the tkufa is an andersman, even though the actual physical place point where the sun is at that time is slightly off from where it was Nisan or in at the beginning of its orbit. And the same is true also for all the other halachas which are connected to the tkufa. Was is nor like tkufa shmul, that we follow tkufa shmul according to this, the tkufa shulamayla, meaning to say the tkufa as it is in its spiritual sense. We bowed as the onev fun yisoid fun ganzer cheshna tkufas is an inyo fun tkufas tayu, since the entire calculation of the seasons goes according to the opinion that everything started in Nisan, and that's where the conceptual beginning of the sun's orbit is, when where it is at the beginning of Nisan, even though it didn't actually happen yet, but because that's where it theoretically started, so therefore we follow everything in accordance to where it is at the point of where it was in Nisan, where it would have been in Nisan. Because that's when the Eibishter decided. That's when the plan came about to create the world. And the river is da nishnegeya, as oich dit kufesh b'maises olzayin in demzalbem zman. And therefore, it's not as important to us that the actual physical spot of the sun at that time is not exactly at the place where it was at the beginning of the tkufa. In other words, we're more interested about the conceptual and the spiritual place of the sun rather than the actual physical place of the sun, as we see that the whole thing is calculated by when the Eibishter decided to create the sun. That's when we start, that's the starting point of the sun. And therefore, we also calculate the spiritual place of the sun, the place of the spiritual sun, rather than the place, the actual place of the physical sun. Aber von deswegen ist Moven, als die Tkufa Shulamayla peilt euch beruchnis und bepnimis auf der Chamelamata. But still we understand that all of these spiritual things are meant to put their impact on the physical sun as well. It's not just that it's as if they're divorced from each other, the spiritual sun from the physical sun. The spiritual sun invests itself into the physical sun. It evolves into the physical sun. Was the Faris Birzachama, Fabun Mitriyasachama Bagashmis, and that's why in order to be able to make this bracha, you have to actually see the sun in order to make the bracha. You can't just rely on that there is somewhere a spiritual sun and we're gonna make the bracha based on that. We have to see the sun, which is what is the reflection of the spiritual sun is reflected in the physical sun. And the actual calculation is based on where the spiritual sun is really. So based on this, we have to understand Lidurkisa to the contrary. Since this calculation of the tkufas goes according to the calculation of Shmuel and the way it is in the spiritual aspect of the sun, and we don't follow tkufas rabada, whose absolute correctness applies to the physical sun and its place, but Shmuel's is more correct in the way it is in its spiritual place. Is via shaykh to zong at the tzibur from Torah as Pesach muzayin dafke b'zman ha'aviv? How then could you say that the Torah's command that Pesach has to be in the spring season? Was dos kengem muzayin nor loit tkufas ravada, which can only happen in every single situation according to the calculation of Rav Ada, and it doesn't work out according to Shmuel, because according to Shmuel there would be many years, even back in the Rambam's time and even earlier, where Pesach would come out not in spring. As we said before, that the month of Nisan comes out of spring, but Pesach is still in the winter season. So therefore, according to this, it comes out that Pesach can only come out every single year in the spring season, only according to Tkuvas Rav Ada, which means the way it is in the physical sun. But in the spiritual sun is not yet in the spring season. So how could you say that the mitzvah of Pesach should follow dafka the physical son and not the spiritual son. Is the beer in them? So the explanation is the tam adava was the tkuva shulamata is in ananda zman from the tkuva shulamayla. The reason why the tkufa, the spring season in the physical orbit of the sun, is not aligned with the spring season of the spiritual orbit of the sun, is vile oylam is kanal damot nishroitzu oifnem the tkuva shulamayla. The reason is because the world in the physical world is not on the level where it can align itself and to receive whatever it is that the spiritual sun and its orbit present, and it's that's why it's out of sync. Thus is hecha from velt and say that as mani, because the spiritual sun is beyond the world and higher than the order of the world down here, and therefore sometimes it's not able to absorb, to accept the whatever is presented in the spiritual sense. When do we say this? When does this amitzius from velt? That would only be true when the cycle of the sun is connected to the physical world. It's a physical cycle. But the inyan from Pesach, but this inyan of Pesach shia Pesach b'zmana over that Pesach should dafka be in the spring season. V'baldas Pesach is atayda digamitzius, since Pesach is a spiritual concept. So therefore, because Pesach is spiritual, it's in perfect alignment with the spiritual place of the sun. Meaning to say that when can Pesach, that the fact that Pesach should be in its proper time every single year, that is perfectly aligned with the spiritual place of the sun. The tkufas ravada, according to that kufa, that spiritual place, is it perfectly expressed in the Pesach spirituality of Pesach, and they have no problem aligning with each other. That's why it's dafke in its most correct expression, dafke in its spiritual expression. The tkufas ravada is expressed in Pesach, that Pesach should be in the right season. But when it comes to worldly matters, is the amshachas b'chinas tkufa shulamayla in ananda zman, the tkufa that comes from above is not necessarily aligned with the physical reality of the world, like the cheshbon of tkufa Shmuel, and that happens according to the cheshbon of tkufa Shmuel. And based on this, we'll understand now what the Rambam says, that we relied on Tkufa Shmuel on this calculation. And again, it's the dim from Shana, as the Shana of Zayin Azayar versus Chedesh of Zvana Aviv, that the year has to be such a year where the month of Nisan is in the time, in the spring season, is oizgehalten euch leit necheshu from Tkufa Shmuel. That this aligns with the Kuvish Mulavapi has been gates and din from Pesach, even though in regards to Pesach, as Pesach Dav Zayim Zman Aviv, that the Yom Tov has to be in the time of spring season. Muzmes Saibion Kumet Zechajim Tkuvus Rabada. For that, you're going to have to rely on Tkuvus Rabada, which doesn't work according to Kuvish Shmuel. But for the yearly cycle, the Ramam said we can rely on Tkuvish Shmuel. Why? Yes, as Benigayin Yana Eilam is the Amshachas at Kufa Shulamai Lulet Nechezhim from Tkufa Shmuel, since in regards to worldly matters as they are expressed in the world, the Tkufa Shulamai Lulet goes according to Tkufa Shmuel, as we said before. It's the spiritual Tkufa. The Riber is the Dimenigay Shana. Therefore, in regards to the year, Vasizah Metzias from Eilam, the year is just a physical cycle. It doesn't have any Torah concepts to it. As is Dav Zayin, Oizgalten Oich Le Tkufa Shmuel, that over there, it has to be aligned with Tkufa Shmuel as well. Because worldly matters don't lend themselves to the way it is specifically in the spiritual world. They're not expressed in the physical world. And therefore, even though we don't see it here in the physical reality, we know that it's not aligned with the spiritual reality. Therefore, we look at Tkufa Shmuel, which we know is what is happening in the heavens above, even though it doesn't align itself with the physical reality.